Good morning. It's Monday, June 27th. Here are your top stories from the Sacramento Bee. First, the weather. Sacramento will be sunny and hot with a high near 102 degrees. Tonight will be clear with a low around 63. Winds could be as high as 20 miles per hour. Let's start things off in Sacramento. Assemblyman Jim Cooper, D. Elk Grove, will be the next Sacramento County Sheriff and the county's first Black sheriff. Cooper's campaign claimed victory Saturday morning after announcing that Undersheriff Jim Barnes had conceded the race. As of a Friday update from the Sacramento County Registrar's Office, Cooper was leading with 54.48% of the vote, almost 10 points above Barnes' 45.54%. The Assemblyman had 164,441 votes, and the Undersheriff 137,424. Cooper spent the past 8 years in the legislature. Before his assembly run, he worked in the sheriff's office for 3 decades. In 2010, he ran for sheriff against Scott Jones but lost. Jones is leaving the sheriff's office after an unsuccessful run for California's 3rd District congressional seat, where Democrat Kermit Jones and Republican Kevin Kiley are headed to the general election. The assemblyman ran his latest campaign for county sheriff on what he said was failed leadership in the office during Jones's tenure. Cooper said that as sheriff he would focus on combating issues such as domestic violence, and boasted endorsements that included Sacramento County District Attorney Anne Marie Schubert. Cooper recently told the Sacramento Bee that homelessness would be a top priority in his office. In more local news, Rockland has seen an uptick in mailbox break-ins over the past 3 weeks, the city's police department announced in a news release. The department has received reports of theft from and vandalism to community mailboxes in neighborhoods in areas near Lone Tree and Blue Oaks Boulevards, Lone Tree and West Oaks Boulevards and Park Drive as recently as last weekend, according to the release. Multiple mailboxes were targeted in each neighborhood, with residents reporting the theft of packages and other mail. The Rockland Police Department issued several recommendations to reduce the loss of property from community mailboxes, specifically suggesting that residents hand their outgoing mail directly to their mail carrier or drop it off at their nearest post office and remove incoming mail as soon as possible. According to the release, Rockland residents should take measures to keep mail from piling up, including alerting the post office to place a hold on mail when they leave the area, opting out of junk mail and asking neighbors to pick up time-sensitive items such as checks or credit cards if they are not able. Moving on to state news. One of California's closest November races for the United States House of Representatives is set. The Associated Press called the race in California's 22nd congressional district for Congressman David Vallotto, R. Hanford, on Friday night. The AP had said that his challenger, Assemblyman Rudy Salas, D. Bakersfield, advanced on election night almost 3 weeks ago. It is the only race in California that 4 independent analysis organizations still rate as a toss-up for either a Democrat or Republican after the June 7 primary. Vallotto, 45, has represented areas around the new 22nd district for the better part of the last decade. Salas, also 45, has done the same in the state assembly. When the AP called the race, Salas had 45.4% of the votes, Vallotto, 25.6%. Nearly 97% of ballots were counted. Most votes went to Republicans overall. Salas was the sole Democratic contender. And lastly, in more California news, Golden State residents could see inflation relief checks of $200 to as much as $1,050 by the fall under a tentative budget agreement between Governor Gavin Newsom and legislative leaders. The package is a 3-tiered, income-based system in which those earning less will receive more. About 97.5% of all California taxpayers will be eligible for relief money. The largest group of 14.2 million, earning $75,000 as individuals and $150,000 as joint filers, would get $350 each and another $350 if they have at least one dependent. The second tier of 2.1 million taxpayers, earning between $125,000 per individual and $250,000 for joint filers, would get $250 per person and another $250 for at least one dependent, for a total of up to $750. The last tier of 1.1 million taxpayers, earning $250,000 as individuals and $500,000 as joint filers, would receive $200 per person and another $200 for at least one dependent, for up to $600. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, visit sacbee.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.